Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and beautiful full moon blessings to each of you. I'm Michelle Stockatelny, spiritual medium and healer, and today we are going to be taking your calls, connecting you with spirit, and providing suggestions on how to be a good sitter. So you may wonder, why do we call those who receive mediumship readings sitters? I have no idea. It is something that has always been and always will be, I suppose, but that's what in mediumship, that is what you're called if you are the person receiving a reading. You are the sitter. And so you may wonder, well, why am I giving suggestions about how to be a good sitter? Isn't it up to the medium to provide this experience? To an extent, but with these suggestions today, you'll have a lot more knowledge about how you can get the most out of any reading that you have. So it is important to remember that every medium is different, or any kind of reader is different. So what I give is simply based on my experience after numerous years of providing readings and, also teaching how to enhance one's mediumship skills and abilities. So this comes forward from just experience and from my guides, and hopefully it will help you to know what to look for in a medium, what should you ever decide to book with one, or, how to get the most out of a reading. Now, there is always some debate about whether or not one should provide any information beforehand, before a reading. For myself, I prefer to know nothing. Obviously, when you call here, and I see we have numerous callers today, and I'll be getting to the calls as soon as I can. When I click the little button that says, that you're going on the air with me, I have no idea where you're calling from, what your name is. I don't know who you are until I ask what your name is, and all you give me is your first name, and that's all I have to go by before I connect with your energy to provide a message from spirit. And it is quite a bit more difficult to connect with someone's energy in this kind of forum because it's so public, and the energy is very different than doing a private reading, for instance. So it does take a bit of time to get used to doing more public work. I used to do a lot of public work, but not like this. This is a very different venue. And so I'm enjoying the challenge, quite frankly, because it is more challenging to connect with someone's energy when you're just kind of in the moment without having any sort of time to prepare, or for spirit to really prepare that you would be coming on the air with me, because spirit likes to prepare who's coming forward during a reading and all that, and they don't know who I'm going to choose or which button I'm going to click, and so it's really interesting for all of us, my spirit guides and myself, to have this sort of new challenge. So sometimes, especially if you're on Facebook, you probably have joined many mediumship groups, especially photo reading groups. I stay away from those do not resonate with me at all, simply because when you put your photo on, for lack of a better word, it's very public. Even if it's a closed group, I mean, many of the photo reading groups have 20,000 plus members. And when you're doing this, you put a photo of either a loved one or yourself, and you're basically saying, I give everyone in this group permission to connect with my energy. And when you give people permission to connect with your energy, they can find out personal information about you. And it's not a really good feeling to have people of all varying degrees of not just experience, but also morality and ethics connecting with your energy. And so I highly recommend staying away from groups that are just so large and so public, making sure that if you're going to go through the trouble of booking with a medium, try to find one that you resonate with and treat yourself to a private reading. In 30 minutes, you would not believe just how much you can receive in terms of peace, healing, and closure with the right medium. So do your homework before you book one. Definitely look up reviews, ask, metaphysical shops in your area if they have any recommendations, even spiritualist churches. I'm not a spiritualist myself, but that is where I did get started for the most part in this particular life. So I do recommend it if it's something that you're drawn to do. There's so many places you can look for and to try to find someone that you do resonate with. Ask the medium questions before you book with them. Questions like how do you work? Because some mediums, there's no one particular term. Some people will call themselves psychic mediums. Some people will call themselves intuitive mediums. Sometimes they'll call themselves evidential mediums. Personally, I am all of those things, but I just refer to myself as a medium because it's all kind of encompassing. Any medium is a psychic, so you don't have to have the psychic in front of it. It's just kind of, it goes hand in hand, but not obviously every psychic is a medium. So it's important to ask questions, you know, because you might be thinking that you're going to get connected with someone that you love. Meanwhile, they tend to work with tarot more, and they kind of work with, you know, their intuition more than directly with spirit. So it you really want to ask questions before you book a reading with someone, because you want to know what to expect. And most mediums will have something on their websites about what to expect when a reading with them, or what you can, you know, what you can do to enhance the experience for yourself. Personally, I prefer not to have, again, any information. I don't want pictures, names, birthdays, who you hope to hear from, what you hope to hear about. I do think readings should be interactive, meaning that I don't just send you a bunch of information through the email. I feel like it should be, you know, it's very involved where you're, you know, responding and I'm providing the information from spirit. But I don't want any follow-up until like elaboration on what you say until the end of the reading. And not everyone will resonate with that, and that's okay. Sometimes people like to, you know, explain why something resonates with them or why it makes sense to them. If a spirit brings forward some information about, say, a piece of jewelry, oh yes, that was my aunt's, and I carry it with me all the time. It depends on what kind of reading you want. Personally, I guess from a sitter's point of view, I would, you know, if I was to be a sitter, I would want as much information from spirit to come forward first, and then I would provide the information about why something I can validate or confirm, simply because spirit tries to provide as much as they can. And again, it's very important to remember that it is not like speaking on the phone or talking to somebody here. Every spirit works differently. So, you know, what a spirit guide might be able to provide in terms of information would vastly differ compared to a loved one who has, say, has only been home for about 6 months or so, and they're just becoming readjusted to, you know, trying to connect again and then to come through in that manner. So it's important to not go into a reading with expectations that are so high that you're going to be disappointed. You know, it's better to go in with a very open mind and open heart, and to trust that spirit will give you what you need in the moment, and to let go of what you think you need to hear, what you really want to hear, simply because that can ruin the experience for you, because you're so focused on, I want to hear about this, though. I want to hear about this, though. I don't want to hear about, you know, how, you know, my great grandpa enjoyed farming or something like that. That doesn't matter to me. But anything they bring through, it's either meant to help you feel that connection with them, to know that it is them, or it's leading to a message for you about guidance and helping you on your own particular path. So it's important to stay open and just to allow spirit to give you the information that they want to give you, and then reflect on it after the fact. You know, and this is why I think sometimes text readings are really good, you know, on like Facebook Messenger, because not only can I not see the person, I cannot even hear them. I can't hear how they're reacting. I can't see how they're reacting to what I'm bringing forward. And to know that, you know, that the information is there and the energy is there, and they're crying and they're feeling this beautiful healing love, it's just such a validation of how powerful spirit can be in our lives. Because if I can't, you know, sometimes people will say, oh, mediums are doing cold reading or whatever they call it. Well, right now I don't do as much local work as I used to. I'm doing mostly online. So I'm connecting with people in the UK and Australia and all over the world. People I can't see, because when I do Skype readings even, I just do audio. So it's like being on the phone. So not only can I not, you know, see your reactions, you know, it depends. And if it's with text, I can't hear your reactions. There's no way to cold read unless you're asking leading questions, which I don't. And then that's the other thing to watch out for. It's not that it is a necessarily bad trait to have as a medium, depending on how you use it, but try to watch out for those who might say, you know, I'm getting a spirit with the letter G. And that's all they give. You know, don't jump in there. Oh, that must be, George. And he was my best friend from high school. And, you know, you're just filling in all the blanks. And it's like, no. Okay, maybe I might be able to take that. Can you give me some more, please? And it's not that you're trying to test the medium. It's simply that you're open to the fact that absolutely George might be coming through. But let's see what else he can provide first. So we know, you know, we can kind of feel that connection more from the spirit side of things before we kind of give too much. So it's very to be mindful about what you're providing. You know, don't just, you know, jump at every chance that it might just be this person and that you really want to hear from them. Obviously, every medium wants to connect you with the person, the spirit that you really want to connect with. but sometimes it just isn't the right time. And why that is, it could be a varying, you know, amount of things. And it's not for us to decide. We can always ask, and, you know, especially at the end of a reading, if the person that you really wanted to connect with, it didn't come through. Well, I just had that yesterday. And, you know, my sitter, just a lovely sitter, wanted to hear from someone specific, and that spirit hadn't come through. Well, let me take a look. And then, you know, of course, I mentioned I can't guarantee that spirit will come through. But sure enough, they did. But it was because they hadn't had that experience yet. And it can be difficult for the first time. It depends on their personality. We sometimes think when we go home that all of a sudden we know everything and we're able to do everything. And, you know, the personality that you have right now is the personality that you're going home with. So, you know, your likes and dislikes, those, you know, they remain for the most part. And things that, you know, if you strongly believe in something while you're here, it's not like all of a sudden everything changes the moment you go home. You know, you have to heal and work on things, and you're still working on yourself. Your path doesn't end just because you go home. It continues just in a different way. And I feel like I've said quite a bit so far, so I'm going to take my first caller, and then we'll give you some more suggestions about how to be a good sitter. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Suzanne, and I just wanted to see if you could connect with anybody from above or reading or anything. It's my first time calling.
Okay, Suzanne, thanks for calling. Well, I will connect with your energy, and we will see who wants to come forward. So I just want you to relax, inhaling deeply through your nose and exhaling slowly through your mouth, and just try to, you know, call your loved ones or spirit guides forward, and whoever needs to come forward today will definitely do so for you, okay?
Okay.
And I'm just connecting now. Just relax. And people might wonder, I feel like I should explain this. When I say I'm connecting with your energy, I'm mindfully feeling like energy flowing through me to wherever you are. I don't even know where you're calling from. I see area codes, but you know, and I always thought maybe I should ask, but I don't want any information. But I have no idea where anyone's calling from. So this is all just based on energy alone. And this is just a beautiful blessing from spirit. I wish I could explain it further. All I know is that this is what happens. Okay, now I'm just connecting with you. Okay, Suzanne. So as I'm connecting with your energy, well, the first thing I'm actually noticing is some, it's like pressure kind of under and behind my eyes, which tells me that there's probably a lot of strain going on. I feel like, I don't know if you're straining to look at the computer too much, or if it's just like a fatigue symptom for you, but it feels like there's definitely some more rest that could be used there. I feel like your eyes are tired. What I am also feeling with you, Suzanne, is that there's, for whatever reason, the first thing I saw when I connected with your energy was like these helium balloons. And I see like a red balloon and blue balloon. And I just feel like there's the image I'm getting. And I feel like this is coming from a guide, but we'll see. It's almost like you're holding these balloons, and it should be a happy occasion and a happy moment, but it also feels like you're not quite feeling it. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, you're right. My eyes are a little puffy today. So actually I'm laying down, putting cucumbers on them.
Oh, good, good, good. That'll help alleviate some of that. And what about the image? The image just tells me it's like there's reasons to be happy. And I feel like you're holding these balloons, but it's like inside you're not feeling it as much as you could be. Does that make sense to you too?
Yeah, okay.
So I feel like you want to hear from a loved one, but I do feel a guide coming forward. So I hope you're not disappointed. But of course, if anyone ever enjoys their message, I mean, I have very, actually, should mention this now. In June, I'm having my 20-minute readings for $20 again, which, I mean, in 20 minutes, you can receive a lot of information. So do look at my website. I will be updating it for June 1st, I believe. So that'll be a good time to treat yourself to a summer reading. Okay, but I do feel a guide coming forward for you, Suzanne. And it does feel like, okay. Oh, it feels like a healer guide, actually. Okay, because I felt like there's a few definitely. They're like, oh, they're kind of excited to come through, but they know that we can only do one at a time. Okay, so your healer guide. Have you been listening to how I've described spirit guides at all?
Yeah.
I don't know if
a little bit.
Yeah, okay, so you kind of have an idea. Okay, so the healer guides, they're the ones that help us with our, you know, on the chemical level and the energetic level. They help to heal our bodies as much as they can to bring us to a place of balance. They give lots of suggestions. What I feel, I'll describe yours first. And I'm seeing, okay, and yours is coming forward as a Chinese male. And I feel like, yeah, very strong male vibration. But I'm seeing a lot of symbolism with him. And I feel like he was the one that gave me the image of balloons. And It's actually, oh, okay. He's super strong with the imagery for some reason. And it's like these balloons are, they're kind of twirling around and they almost make this beautiful yin yang symbol. And of course, the yin yang to me represents balance. And I'm going to get his name for you. So just hold on. Let's see what's your name. Okay. Okay. That's an interesting name. Okay. I got this first name. I'm just getting this last name now. What's your last name? Okay. No. Can you spell it for me? Okay. I spelled his name out and I'll give it to you. It's Qi, Q-I. Qi is like energy. And I've never had anyone come forward with that energy or that name before, but that's his first name. His last name, he spelled G-E-N-G-I. Genji? I might be pronouncing it wrong, but I'll just give that to you. I'm going to call him Qi, though. So as you know, that means energy. And I feel with him that he's, well, as he's showing me this, it's almost like he's showing me Tai Chi, and it's like this very slow movement. And he's saying that something like this would bring a lot of balance and awareness back to your body, because it feels like right now you're not entirely focused on what you're feeling on the inside. It feels like you're more or less focused on what's going up top. Like I feel like he's giving me this symbolism, like there's a lot of heat around your head right now because there's just so much thinking about what's been going on and all that. And I just feel like that's contributing to the fatigue. But I just also feel like, you know, by doing some Tai Chi or something like some slow movement, maybe even gentle yoga, it feels like it would help you to kind of bring that heat down from your head and start to balance out the rest of your body. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And so what he's also saying too is that, Okay. So I feel like he's telling me that you kind of have been waiting for time to heal wounds as opposed to trying to actively heal them yourself. Does that make sense to you? It feels more emotional than physical, obviously. Does that make sense to you?
No, not really. I'm just trying to find a boyfriend. I don't know why it's not happening.
Okay. Well, that actually has to do with healing. So it is, he was correct. Okay. So it's emotional healing. When a guide brings us forward, sometimes we think that we're ready to for the next step in our life. We're ready for the next person to come into our life. We're ready for a new job, ready to move, all these things. And we're wondering, why isn't this happening? Is that how you're feeling right now? Where you're just like, why isn't this not happening? Because I'm ready. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, I'm definitely ready. I haven't had a relationship in a while.
Okay. But unfortunately, sometimes until we're actually ready, like we might feel ready, we might want something, but energetically, we might not quite be there. And what I feel like he's telling me is that there is still some healing to do about residual energy from past relationships, and that you may feel like you've healed from them, but it does feel like they still come up in your mind sometimes. Some of the incidents or situations that, you know, may have left you feeling a little bit hurt or angry and kind of frustrated. Does this ever happen to you where you kind of replay these memories in your mind and it still kind of frustrates you? You wonder how that person could have been that way.
Yeah, but it's getting less and less. I'm just not, I don't know, I'm just not meeting the right people.
Well, there's a reason for that, though, and this is what we're getting to. The reason you're still, is you're saying it's getting less and less, and that's what he brought up before. You know, you're kind of waiting for time to heal it, but actively, you need to focus on what those memories are and accept, forgive, and let go. So there's still some forgiveness that needs to be done if we're not quite ready to let go. And the reason you're meeting the people that aren't meant for you or that you're not resonating with is simply because that's the energy that's coming out. You might feel like you're projecting this energy that you're ready to get the, you know, to meet the person that you're ready to be with. But on the energetic level, it's not quite there yet. You still have some healing to do. So in order to attract or invite the energy of someone that you will resonate with and really want to be with, you really need to focus on yourself first, as opposed to actively looking for someone. Bring that focus back to yourself, you know, and this also has to do with a lot with, you know, self-forgiveness and self-love and trying to get to a place where you're really ready to embrace this new energy into your life. So I know that you probably want to hear, oh, it's coming. It is, as you know, but it depends on how much effort you put into yourself. Does that make sense?
No, I put effort into myself.
But if you're still feeling those emotions and physical
No, I'm not.
Reactions.
Not at all. No, I don't think about them at all.
Okay. I feel like she is saying that you might be telling me that, but it doesn't feel like it's, you know, it feels like there's still energy there to heal from. I know we might not want to have to deal with it, but it feels like there's still something. So I would just suggest that after we, you know, finish our conversation, that you really think about it and really, really be honest with yourself, that there might still be some issues, some healing, some forgiveness that needs to be done. It doesn't mean that, you know, if you're thinking about them, oh, you want to be with them. It has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with them or talking to them or inviting them back into your life to forgive them or to, you know, anything like that. It's not about trying to maintain a friendship. It has nothing to do with that. This is purely about you and your path and recognizing that things that happened in the past have affected you and they affect your decisions that you make today, and that you need to work on forgiving and letting go and moving forward with a, you know, a happier, healthier vibration. Does that make more sense?
Okay.
I hope that helps you. I want to wish you all the best luck on your journey, and I really hope that you will think about what I've said today and what your healer guide has brought forward and see if some of that kind of makes sense the more you, you know, open up with yourself, be honest with yourself, write things down, see what comes up, ask your guides if there's something that specifically that they can help you to heal from, and they might give you some situations and, you know, that you might be trying to push down or not think about. If you're finding that you're trying to not think about something, that's usually something that we need to heal from. Okay, and I hope that helps you, Suzanne, on your path.
Blessings. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so sometimes during especially spirit guide readings, your spirit guides, it's almost, I always say, like, it's almost like they're tattling on you, because they'll tell me the truth. They're going to tell me what you might not be ready to or wanting to acknowledge or accept. And that's okay. We all have that. There's obviously everyone here has their own things to heal from. No one's walking this path perfectly and 100% healed. We're all getting there on our own time in our own way, and that's okay. But your guides will definitely not call you out, but they'll say, well, how about you think about it again? You know, let's just revisit this idea, simply because they want to help and they really want you to be happier and healthier and to work on healing so that you're not taking any energy with you into a new relationship or into a new job, things that you're trying to move forward with. Because sometimes when you move too fast, you're trying to get to the next place, especially with relationships, particularly, that you'll find you're getting the same kind of partner, or that you're kind of revisiting the same issues again and again, and you're wondering, well, this is a different person. Why am I going through the same issues? Simply because, unfortunately, until that healing takes place, that really mindful, active healing, it's really difficult to move forward and expect something different. And of course, you've all heard that saying, if you expect things to change or a different outcome, then you need to change. You can't keep doing the same thing and expect that things are all of a sudden going to change. Okay. So just before we take our next caller, I'm just going to give you another suggestion about what to look for or how to be a good sitter. So when you're in a reading, don't try to force things to make sense. You're going to hear me ask many times, does this make sense? Can you accept this? Does this resonate with you? I ask this simply because if it doesn't, or it's just kind of a maybe, then that gives me the opportunity to work with spirit to bring forward further clarification or elaboration based on whatever it was we just brought forward. Again, spirit guide communication and spirit loved ones communication is not the simplest thing in the world. Otherwise, you know, everyone would be doing it and you wouldn't need me or any other medium. But it can be difficult in the sense that, you know, if they work more with imagery and I'm more of a clairaudient, you know, someone who hears more, it can be difficult to decipher what the meaning is behind it, because, you know, a medium tends to get images and feelings and sensations all throughout their body, as well as words and, you know, scenery and memories all at once. And to try to pick out what they're trying to say, plus, you know, what the energy is behind all of that, it takes practice, to say the least. Okay. But don't try to force things to make sense. Sometimes we want so desperately to hear from someone that we love that we are willing to just piece everything together. So, oh, I have a spirit who's male. Oh, don't jump in there and go, oh, that must be my, you know, my loved one. I've been waiting so long to hear from them. I'm so excited. We want you to be excited. And I want you to feel that connection, but give me the chance to provide as much information as I can first, so you know, without a shadow of a doubt, that this is who's coming forward. Okay. And again, you can't, you don't want to fill in all the blanks. You don't want to give too much. You want to give spirit the opportunity to provide something. And if after the fact, you know, say if we've provided information about their personality, the pains they felt, like, you know, if they had arthritis or something before they left, you know, enough information that you know without a shadow of a doubt that this is who we're connected with, then please, by all means, tell me something about them, you know, that you want to share. Because sometimes we, you know, and I know that I try not to to silence the sitter too much either. You know, if someone really wants to say, you know, I love this about them, or, you know, I really want to talk about this, you know, I understand you want to talk about your loved ones, but just give me the chance first to validate without a shadow of a doubt that this is who we're connected with. And then tell me something you love about them, because they're not going to be able to tell me everything, you know. And, you know, that brings me to my next point about, again, it has to do with a bit of expectations. Every medium, again, obviously works different. Some are really great with names. Others are really great with personalities. Some are very good with appearances. Some can do a little bit of all of that. You know, and it's not going to be with every single spirit. It depends on the spirit's energy. It depends on the medium's energy. It depends on the sitter's energy. You know, think of us as all being connected to each other for that period of time. And if you're only going to believe that this is your loved one, if they can provide the nickname they used to call you, or only provide a specific thing, the answer to a question that you gave them on your own, this will sometimes happen. This happens inadvertently sometimes. I will say, well, they're showing me this boat for some reason, and I don't know what it has to do with. And then they go, oh, yeah, I asked them to tell you about the boat. Oh, okay, great. You know, and that worked out wonderfully. But that isn't always going to happen, because you have to remember that with a medium, they can't really give more information than they already – how do you word that? It's almost like they have to give you information based on their own level of knowledge and awareness. So if – especially if your loved one spoke a different language, why aren't they, you know, and you ask me, why aren't they speaking in Italian? Well, I don't know. They're speaking to me in English because that's what I understand. I can't sit there and speak Italian. You know, there's varying degrees of mediumship, and, you know, unless one's in a full trance, they're not going to start spouting off Italian. You might get a word or two, and that's happened before, especially, you know, I speak enough French to pick up a word or two, and I'll, you know, be able to provide that, but, you know, I'm not going to be able to pick up on every little nuance of every little language that there is. So, you know, if you're looking only for one specific thing that will validate it for you beyond a shadow of a doubt, then it might be difficult for you to feel that connection. I'm sorry, because you need to be open enough to hear what the medium is saying. If they can provide information about your loved ones or about yourself, if it's a spirit guide, that only you and a few people that knew them would know, that, you know, and obviously things that aren't online. I mean, it's important that if the medium is giving you information that could, you know, would only be found in an obituary, oh, they're very, very spot on about dates and, you know, names of loved ones that are still here. That would make me be very wary. And unfortunately, I do get people who try to who want to advertise their abilities on my own groups and Facebook and websites and all that. And I'm always happy to help out fellow mediums absolutely, but they have to read for me first. And unfortunately, twice in the last year, two were actually what I call them obituary hunters. And that was quite an unfortunate, few incidents because, well, thankfully I'm married. So they're only looking up for people that have my husband's last name. So it's very quick to spot out because I don't know anyone that they're bringing forward supposedly bringing forward. And they only provided information that could be found easily on a public obituary. So that's important to note, too. It shouldn't happen very often. I'm not trying to say this to dissuade you from booking with a medium. It just gives you the empowerment to look for someone that you resonate with and that you, who has good reviews, who has good testimonials, who, you know, you hear of them by word of mouth. You know, again, talking to metaphysical shops, spiritualist churches, you know, finding someone that you resonate with. Don't just book with someone just because they're having, you know, if they provide very economical readings, we'll say. Sometimes you get what you pay for. But, you know, obviously also on the other end of that spectrum, sometimes people charge far too much. You might think, oh, I'm paying $200 for a half-hour reading. It must be the best reading in the world. Unfortunately, a lot of my sitters have come to me and said they've paid all this money and they receive practically nothing. It depends on who they're booking with. You know, and so shop around. Do your homework. Don't just book with the first one you see. And hopefully this gives you an idea, a bit more awareness about what to look for in a medium when you do decide to book with one. We're going to take another caller. Let's see. Hello, you're on the air. May I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Jane. How are you?
Hi, Jane. Good, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing well.
Good. Do you have a question about anything that we're talking about today, or were you hoping for a spirit message?
If I can get a spirit or a message from my spirit guide.
Okay, absolutely. Have you met any of your guides before?
No, I haven't.
Oh, good. Well, this will be fun. Okay, so I just want you to relax And again, whenever I ask you to mindfully breathe, inhaling deeply through your nose, exhaling slowly through your mouth, you don't have to do that for the whole reading. I just suggest this because it brings awareness back to the moment and brings a lot of oxygen into your body and helps you relax for a really good message, okay? So just relax.
Okay.
So I've been connecting with your energy, Jane. Okay, so the first things I'm noticing with you is I'm seeing a bit of pain on the top of my head, not like the crown of my head, but kind of closer to the forehead, but still kind of the top. And I feel like it's just this pressure. And I also feel a bit of tension in my chest, which leads to a bit of nausea for me. And when I'm feeling these kind of physical symptoms, it tells me that, well, the top of the head would tell me that there's a bit of worry right now about, you know, just, I feel like you worry quite a bit. And it feels like it leads to anxiety for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So, yes. So, what I'm feeling that kind of... Oh, I'm sorry? Go ahead.
I worry a lot.
Okay. Yes. And that's okay. I mean, it's rare to find a sitter who doesn't have some level of anxiety, but when we bring it up first and foremost, it tells me that there's enough that we need to talk about it. So, that's okay. We're going to bring forward a guide and see what they have to say. Okay. And, yes, so you're... Oh, okay. Oh, lovely. You have a guide of light coming forward. I don't think we've had a guide of light coming forward on the show yet, so this is wonderful. Guides of light come forward when they want to talk about the spiritual aspect of our path. So, you know, I find healer guides, obviously they talk about the physical. The philosopher guides talk about our intellectual. The guides of compassion talk about our emotional, and our guides of light, spiritual. And your guide of light is coming forward, and she's beautiful. She's a female vibration. And she's showing herself as... Oh, it's just this beautiful long white gown and like kind of like with gold trim, and she's got a very fair complexion, and I feel like she's speaking with an English accent. Okay, there we go. And and she's got this long hair. It's very light. She's very just. I like to say her appearance is very angelic. For lack of a better term, it's very angelic. But of course, it's, you know, remember, all of our guides are not actually angels. Angels are a different species. But anyway, she's as angelic as they come, though, for sure. And I'm just going to get her name for you. Okay. Okay, what's your name? Sister Elise? Annalise? Sister Annalise? Okay, yeah. And so remember, if they come forward with the term sister or brother in front of their names, it's not a religious reason. It is a spiritual one. They belong to different sisterhoods and brotherhoods. When a guide of compassion comes forward, they usually want to talk about our chart and things that we're working on. Okay, yes, and she's bringing out the chart. Guides of light are the ones that always hold the chart. This is how I see them all the time. And when I say chart, this is the plan that you made before you came here. You didn't chart out every little detail, but enough that we can talk about things that are happening and what's been going on with you. Sister Annalise, okay, and she's unraveling it, and we're looking at it. Okay, she's very patient and calm. And I feel like this is a good energy for you because I feel like you... When you become really anxious, you tend to feel like you're in a rush, but it's like there's no time limit. Like there's no one saying you have to be here at this time or you have to be done this at this time. It just feels like you kind of get into this personal level of panic mode and you kind of rush through motions. Does that make sense to you?
It does, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. And that doesn't feel very good, right? I mean, the tension in the body, I mean, I can feel it in your neck and your back, and it's a bit tense there. So I feel like we can definitely work on that. But okay. Okay. So what she's showing me is that the last 10 years, it feels like they went by really fast, and it's like almost like you kind of sped through the last decade. But she's showing me the next 10 years, and it's almost like it's much slower paced and much more simple and very much more peaceful. And I feel like she's giving this to you because she wants you to recognize that how helpful has all of the stress and worrying been the last 10 years or so? Has it helped you at all? Feel better?
Not feel better, no.
No. And it doesn't really help you. I mean, it's not really... Stress is not a great motivator. Like, you know, under certain circumstances, for a very short time, absolutely. But when it's chronically every single day, all it does... Oh, and she's bringing this forward, too. And again, whatever they bring forward in terms of health information, I do not replace a doctor. This is just information from spirit. Please follow up with a professional. But she's saying that chronic stress just... provides inflammation in the body, and she's showing me like all these red spots on your body, like I would say inflammation points, and it feels like you feel this in certain places of your body depending on how stressful you are, like stressed out you are. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like I get migraine headaches.
Oh yeah, yeah, and but not yeah, even not even just the headaches. Like it feels like there's like some maybe issues in the abdomen or even lower abdomen, and it feels like, well, definitely in the back. I don't know if you feel it, but like, I would be surprised if your shoulders weren't super tense right now, because mine can barely move. I can feel it on you. And so, so what Sister Annalise is saying is, she's just putting her hands down on this chart, and she's like, look at the last 10 years. You know, and picture her saying this with a very thick English accent. She's beautiful. But look at the last 10 years. You've been rushing, like, she's like with a chicken with its head cut off, trying to get to all these points, but you're not happy and you're not peaceful. So she's like, she just smiles and looks at you and says, well, let's try something different then. And she's just looking right in your eyes, and I feel like she's saying, we're going to stop this, and let's just try to be in today. Let's just get through today. Let's get through the next 10 minutes, and then the next half hour, then the next hour. Let's slow down and just be. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And so, okay. And she's saying that what you're worrying about right now, okay, like specifically with the current situations that you're worrying about, she's just smiling and showing me this chart. She's just like, there's nothing for you to actually physically worry about to that extent. Everything is working out. And she says, you know this on your own level, that things are working out, whether you worry about them or not. So it stop finding more things to be consumed with. Try to allow yourself to be in the moment. And often when we can't be in the moment and we feel that anxiety, it's simply because we are kind of afraid of how we're going to feel once we stop worrying. Because often we find things to worry about and find things to feel that anxiety about because we don't want to deal with the other feelings that are underneath that. We're not ready to deal with the emotions that we haven't healed from. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, yes. And so she's saying, yes, by slowing down and not stressing about what is coming up tomorrow and the next week and the next month, you're going to start having those emotions come up. But it's okay. We're here to help you, and we're going to help you release and work on accepting those emotions and then forgiving them, forgiving yourself, forgiving others, and starting to let it go because you're just carrying it with you. And what anxiety tends to be is just repressed emotions that have not been dealt with. And they physically manifest themselves, and it's just this difficult weight on our chest, and we just want it to be gone. And so this is something you can work with your guides. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. And so while, I did already a show on healing, and I don't know if you watched that or listened to that one, but you can always click on it and listen to all of the steps about the healing process. But also, if you go on my website and sign up for my newsletter, you don't have to stay a subscriber if you don't want to, but when you sign up as a subscriber to my website, you receive a bunch of videos and some information about how to heal from all of these things that we're talking about today. So all of the information is there for you. Okay?
Okay.
So maybe you'll consider doing that. Yeah, so it's just www.mediummichellestockatelli.com, and just click on the newsletter, sign up, and then I send it out once every few months just to, But you'll receive the information right away, and it's all there about healing from the past. And when I say healing from the past, it isn't just about, what's happened 10, 15 years ago. It's about all the emotions that haven't been fully dealt with, exactly what we're talking about right now. And I feel like Sister Annalise is bringing this to you because she says, you're more than ready. You just need the tools to do it. And that's all you need. And then you're going to do it, and you're going to feel so much better. Okay, Jane? I really hope that this helps you.
Okay? It does. The way that you mentioned that the 10 years, I've been in the same job for 10 years. And, it's gone by so quickly. So it's interesting how you mentioned that, like what I'm going through at work. And
yeah. Well, I'm glad to have that validation. Thank you. But I hope that moving forward, you remember these words and know that she just shows me, she's showing me beauty and peace and joy, and it's there for you. We just have to get to that point where we can feel it more. That's all. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to wish you so many blessings of healing. Oh, you're so welcome, and so many good wishes to you, okay? Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay. So that is just a wonderful validation. I love when they provide something that makes sense to the sitter, because when I connect with your energy, I don't know what is going to be said, and I have no idea. And the reason I always start with what I'm feeling, you know, either in your emotions or in your body, is because it just strengthens the connection between myself and you and spirit. And then after we talk about what's going on with you in the moment, and you can validate that, and yes, that's what I'm feeling, okay, great, we're definitely connected with you. And then, you know, your guides or your loved ones will start to come forward. And this is why, again, I have to reiterate, every medium works so differently. The tips I'm giving today about how to be a good sitter, this is simply just a suggestion. Every medium works differently. You have to find the one that you resonate with. Okay. Another thing that I want to say, though, with regards to how to be a good sitter, is that it is okay to say no. Sometimes we, if it's your first reading and you're really excited and you just don't want to upset the energies, or, you know, to be a difficult sitter or something like that, or you're afraid of, you know, upsetting the medium if you say no, you need to know that it's okay to say no. Any medium who is, you know, worth what they're putting out there, and if they have the experience and they're humble, and you know, not every medium is going to be able to read for every sitter. Some people just aren't going to connect, and that's okay. You know, like there's been maybe in the last 15 or so years, maybe a handful of people that, for whatever reason, usually has to do with blockages or just not being the right time for the sitter, I couldn't read. And so, you know, obviously I would never accept, you know, payment for something I didn't provide, but it's with a humble heart. Obviously not everyone is going to resonate with everyone else, and that's okay, you know. So it's okay to say no. You might not know about your great-grandparents who passed, or you might not know about the loved one that is coming forward. Sometimes they'll come through, and, you know, I will ask, well, can you ask someone in your family? And if not, well, we'll provide the message, if, especially if it's pertinent to the sitter, because often it is through the words and the message that they provide for you that makes that validation. And if not, then we let them go and bring someone else forward, because there's always someone willing and happy to come forward for you. Okay. And sometimes, you know, depending on how long you've been here, or, you know, how it is in your family, maybe you don't know many people or many spirits, you know, who have passed over. And so most of your guides will come through then. You know, maybe your pet will come through. You never know. You never know who's going to come through for you. And that's kind of one of the surprises and one of the, you know, fun things about readings. But you need to know that it is okay to say no. You need to be honest with the medium. You know, I don't know anything about that spirit. You know, I can ask someone, or I won't be able to ask someone, you know, and it's okay. You can, you know, be very honest. And if it doesn't resonate with you, especially if it's about your path, you know, we can ask spirit for further clarification. As I said before, we want to make sure that you get the message that you need, not just giving you what we're getting. I mean, that's a huge part of it. I mean, honesty has to work both ways. The medium has to be perfectly honest. You don't want a medium who decides for you what you should and should not hear. And obviously, too, my guides are reminding me of this now, because it probably there's a few that are listening that might wonder this. Sometimes, very rarely now, but, you know, in the past, I would receive sitters who want to know when they're going to go home, or how they're going to go home, or, you know, give them information about that kind of stuff. Spirit's not going to give that to you. So it's not the medium holding back. It's just that you don't want that information. You might want it, but you're not going to get it, simply because it would interfere with your life lessons. It would interfere with the reason for being here. You need to experience this life in the moment. So don't worry about all that. Everything is going to be fine. Ultimately, everything is going to be perfectly fine. You just need to be in the moment and work with your guides and your loved ones and spend time with yourself, getting to know who you are, getting to love yourself, accept yourself, acknowledge that you're a wonderful, amazing person. You know, you're not going to like everything about yourself in the moment. That's okay. We're not going to like all of our reactions. We're not going to like all of our thoughts. But when you can accept yourself for who you are without judgment, then you've reached a place where things will start to faze you less. Things that people say to you will faze you less. You'll take things less personally. You'll be able to enjoy the moment more. You'll be able to enjoy the simple things. You know, underestimate how important what we think are the simple things, because they're not the simple things. They're the most meaningful moments of our lives. Being able to just be, you know, spending time with loved ones, your children, and to see them smiling and happy and in the sunshine, to breathe in the fresh air, and to be able to eat food that, you know, if you're not suffering in that way, I mean, be grateful, because gratitude just brings so much love and peace to your heart. And that is just such a beautiful way to live. Okay. So we're going to take another caller now, and then we'll see if we can get a few more tips before we end today.
Hi,
hello, you're on
you?
The air. May I have your name, please? Hello?
Sure, my name is Trish.
Hi, Trish, how are you?
I'm great. I was wondering, if I could get a spirit message around relationships.
Okay, well, I can't guarantee what they'll bring forward, but I'm sure they know what you want, so we'll see what they have to say. Okay, so I'm going to connect with your energy. Just relax and breathe mindfully, and we're just going to connect right now. Okay, Trish. So as I'm connecting with your energy, I'm feeling a lot of, pressure and tension around my forehead. This is right by the third eye chakra. Are you familiar with the chakras at all?
I am.
Okay, good. So when I feel it predominantly around a third eye, it tells me that there is a lot of growth to be done, but it feels like there's some blockages too. And when I feel blockages, it means that there's, well, again, healing, but there's different degrees of healing, different aspects of healing. When I feel this, though, it feels like, well, the word I'm hearing is trust. It feels like it's difficult for you to trust your intuition. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I don't really think I pick things up like other people do.
Right. And so, well, definitely we don't want to compare to other people because you don't know what they're going through. I mean, they might seem like they pick up everything, but everyone misses something, even mediums. So I feel like this has a lot to do with trust because I'm seeing a lot of indigo around your third eye there. And I'm seeing that there's, it's trying to open up more and expand more and try to see and feel and sense more. But I also feel like there's a bit of cautiousness with you in terms of not being sure what you're going to get the more you open up. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Okay. And so I do feel a spirit guide coming forward for you. Okay. So your philosopher guide is coming forward. And philosopher guides come forward when they want to talk a bit more about what you're learning, what, how you're experiencing. I'm sure they'll have some information about what you were hoping to talk about. But I'll describe your philosopher guide first. I see them as being male vibration, and he seems to have a very scholarly type of position. He looks like if he was here right now, he'd be the perpetual student. There's just not enough time to learn everything. I feel like he just likes to learn. So he's got this very scholarly type of energy about him. And he's presenting himself as, well, this definitely wasn't his last incarnation, but he resonated with this one a lot because I feel like he would have been here a few more times after this one. But he's showing himself as being Roman and like way back when Roman. So like long robes and, you know, he's holding a scroll for him. It's just really interesting. It feels like he writes everything down. And I feel like, what's your name? Okay, I'm trying to get his name for you. Just hold on. He's like, my name is not as ancient as I look. He says his name is Harold, H-A-R-O-L-D. So it's very interesting. Okay. He's got blonde hair. It's kind of like wavy and it's short. And he's showing himself at about 25 or 30 and very like chiseled features in the face, very straight nose. Okay. Okay. So Harold is coming forward today and he's saying that, okay, so he's telling me that when you were younger, you had quite a big love for just information. You like to learn about things as much as you could. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess so.
Not just in school. Sometimes people think of the philosopher guide is coming forward. It's all about schooling and all. No, I meant just about life in general. Like you like to learn. It's just like you were soaking everything up. You're very inquisitive, I feel like, when you were younger. And I'm feeling from him now that there's not as much as that of that as there was, but it feels like it's starting to open up again. And again, that comes back to that third eye. And what I'm feeling with him is that this has, that he's like, don't worry, it does pertain to what you were hoping to hear about. Because I feel like what he says you've been lacking in personal relationships are, you know, the ones that are the closest to you is an intellectual connection. Does that make sense to you?
No.
No, because he's saying that there's been like physical and emotional, but it feels like mentally you guys weren't on, like previous relationships weren't quite on the same level or the same level of awareness. Does that make sense?
No, the last relationship was very intellectual.
Okay. Well, I'll ask what he means because he's saying not so much. Okay. And so what I feel like he's saying is that there is a lot of intellectual conversation, but it still feels like there is a lack of, well, he's saying there was a lack of connection and you're saying otherwise. So I'm going to have to just give what I get and that's okay. Cause I can't argue with the spirit guide who would know much more about you than I would. He's saying though that there was, I mean, obviously it didn't work out. So it feels like there was something that wasn't making that ultimate connection. And he's saying that this next relationship is what you're going to be focusing on in terms of solidifying those connections that weren't quite there before. Can you take that?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Okay. And so what I feel with Harold, that he's saying that... Okay. It's like he's silencing himself, which means that he wants you to silence your mind a little bit. He wants you to take more time to stop overthinking every interaction that you have right now. Does that make sense to you? Or you're kind of jumping ahead of yourself is what I'm hearing. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And so he's trying to get you to kind of slow down and try to be more in the moment with this, where things will progress as naturally as they will, as long as you allow it to. It feels like when you try to jump ahead too fast or try to get ahead of yourself with regards to this aspect of your life, that there is frustration and that there can be, this is where sometimes the connections aren't making those deeper or meaningful connections. It feels like they're, you need to get to be on the same page is what I'm hearing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And so what he's also adding too is that he's just saying there's no rush, because it feels like the deeper the intellectual connection is with someone, the more meaningful that emotional connection is with them, the slower it will go, but the better it will be in the long term. So don't be frustrated if things start to go really slowly, because you might be wondering, why aren't we connecting more? Why aren't we committing more? Why aren't we moving, you know, along? It feels like having that really solid foundation and just creating those deeper connections will really help you in the long term. Does that make sense?
Yeah. What I'm trying to figure out, is he referring to reconnecting with someone from the past or someone new?
I can ask. Let's see. All he's showing me is this path where it's like, he's like, we're moving forward. So he's not going to tell you not to reconnect with someone, but I feel like he's looking forward as things go on, if that makes sense. So he's saying, don't look behind you. Keep looking ahead is what I hear. Okay. And so what I feel that he's just really saying, to take time with yourself, to be patient with yourself, patient with who you attract into your life. It doesn't mean that this is going to be the next person right away. It just means that as things progress, and they will do so very naturally, that you give room for it to progress naturally, and to remember that the more patience you have, the more, the deeper you go with this, the happier you will be, is what I feel. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Jane. I hope that was very helpful from your spirit guide. He was lovely. And thank you so much for calling the show.
Okay.
Blessings. Bye-bye. Okay. So I'll give you one more suggestion about how to be a good sitter, and then we'll take at least one more caller before we end our show today. Let's see. So, again, it's very important to try to attend a reading with an open attitude. I've read for many people who call themselves skeptics, especially if they didn't tell me they were skeptical beforehand. That's always fun, because sometimes they'll tell me after the fact that they had entered into that reading thinking nothing was going to come through. But it is important to know that if you don't want to be read, you will not be read. You can block your energy just like anyone else. So if you're going into a reading just feeling and knowing there's no way the medium is going to pick up anything about you, that is, obviously, if you're spending money on this, I'd say don't bother, because you're just wasting your time and your money, and you're wasting the medium's time. If you're dead set on denying anything, regardless of how accurate it might be, then it's just not going to help you at all. You're not going to receive what you need. You're not going to enjoy the experience. You don't have to go in believing anything. And it's important to know that it's not up to the medium to provide proof of anything, proof of whatever it is that you don't believe in. You know, they can give you what they get in terms of what comes through from spirit. But, you know, I don't think any medium is in this to tell you that the things are a certain way above all else. You know, you can't expect that they're going to give you the one thing that you're looking for, like I said before, that would validate it without a shadow of a doubt. They might, I mean, absolutely, but you don't want to put that kind of pressure on anyone. You know, can you imagine a medium or anyone going to your job, whatever it is that you do, and being completely skeptical about anything it is that you do? and just sitting there staring at you with intent, you know, basically asking you with their energy to prove to me that this is what you can do or this is how you do things, and I'll think about it whether or not I want to accept it. I mean, that wouldn't feel good to you at all, you know. And then think about, well, okay, someone who might go in who isn't really knowledgeable about what you do, doesn't really know one way or another, doesn't know if they really believe in it or not, but is open to the possibility. That would feel a lot different to you. You'd be much more willing and happy to demonstrate what you do with that kind of energy, as opposed to someone going in there and arms crossed, them laying, you know, sitting back and staring at you just with a complete look of defiance. That's not going to feel good to anyone. You're not going to want to do anything. You're not going to feel up to it because the energy is going to be so low and so tense that it would be so uncomfortable. So absolutely, if you're very skeptical, that is okay. You know, but if you want a reading, then try your very best to go into it with just being open to the possibilities. You know, that's all you really need to do. If you're so closed and just not willing at all, the energy feels to a medium like so dense and heavy. It is practically debilitating. It is difficult to provide anything because the energy feels so heavy, and it's not a good feeling at all. So it's very draining to actually try to read someone who is just certain that you can't. And I know I've met many people who say that they're very hard to read. Sometimes people want to be hard to read, and that's okay. But, you know, don't be upset if my guides and I can read you. This has happened a few times where, you know, because they thought that, oh, no, they're going to pick up information about everyone else around me. No one ever reads for me. And then, we read for them and they receive validating information about their path. And it's almost like they're upset about it. They really want it to be hard to read. And then all I would say is, well, why are you booking a reading then if you don't want to be read? You know, so you have to go in there and with like very clear about what your intentions are. You know, if you're going in there to just prove a point that you know, you can't be read or that, you know, that they're not going to get anything for you. Well, that's, you know, you're either going to be very shocked or it's going to just be not a great experience. And I don't know why anyone would want to do that, but, it's just important to remember that. So you want to go in there with, just open. That's all you need to do is be open, you know, and you could be, you know, you don't have to accept things that don't resonate with you. You know, obviously, the more readings a medium does, the more accurate or more, you know, my personal thing is I would never book it with a medium that says they're always 100% accurate. Because that to me tells me that there's a bit of an ego there. You know, no one is 100% accurate in anything, in any possible profession. No one can be 100% accurate. That kind of thing is just not, you know, available here. No one is perfect. And you know, I embrace that fact. I enjoy that fact. I mean, that's part of what makes us human. I'm perfectly content to be wrong sometimes. It's, you know, it's not going to be happening all the time. It can't always be 100%. So when you go into a reading, just be open and mindful about what you know, what you're hoping to receive, and let go of what you want to hear about and who you want to hear from enough so that the medium can provide for you what you need. Okay. It's just important to not be so focused on the one thing you want to hear about and then be upset that you didn't hear anything about it. Meanwhile, you might miss a full hour's worth of beautiful, validating, confirming messages that would be very helpful to you. Okay, so we have very little time left today. I want to thank you. I'm going to pick one more caller. But I do want to thank you for joining us today. And I'm just going to say that we will be having a guest speaker soon in the next few weeks. And she'll be talking probably about animal communication. It's going to be a lot of fun. And obviously, you can listen to these episodes whenever you want. I will be on again next Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Connecting you with Spirit. So we only have time for a very quick call. So whoever I put on the air, I'm going to have to ask you to ask one question and we'll see what comes forward for you. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Yes, this is Anna.
Anna?
What do you see for M and I?
Okay, well, I can't connect to your partner's energy. I only have permission to connect with your energy. So I will. It depends. See, when I get questions about relationships, I don't want to say, because sometimes if you're looking for, oh, are we going to last? Are we going to get married? What is it you're hoping to hear about? Because this might be more of a guidance question than anything.
Yeah, I want to know how, if it's possible to make this relationship work.
Okay. And so when I get that kind of question, it tells me that there's either some commitment issues or communication issues already, and possibly a bit of doubt. So when I get a question like this, what Spirit has guided me to say is that you need to be very 100% honest with yourself and remember that no matter how much you change or how much you put into a relationship, that you can't expect things to change unless both of you are willing to put in close to an equal amount of work with this. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And so because you're the one calling, it sounds like I'm feeling this with your energy, that you're probably putting in a lot more effort than your partner. Is this correct?
At this point, I don't know.
Okay. Well, see, when we get to a point where we're kind of feeling like, oh, I could just give up, you know, I'm kind of done trying, that's a time when you have to be very honest with your partner and say, you know what, I've put in everything I can and I want this to work. But I need you to be on the same page. So it's about having that really strong communication. You've really got to connect with them, have a heart-to-heart. And if it's not possible to do that, then you need to write down. Because I like writing. I'm a big fan of writing things down because it gives you the opportunity to see how you're feeling, not just feeling it. Write down your feelings. Write down what's bothering you about the relationship. Write down what isn't resonating with you. Write down what you want to see changed and see what part of it you have control over and what part, you know, you need to get them on board with, and then have that open heart-to-heart communication and see where they are at, see where your goals are at. You know, sometimes if you've been together for a certain amount of time, your goals change, your ideals change, and that's okay. Everyone grows. But if they're not on the same page anymore, then you got to see if there's compromise. Can we meet in the middle? Can we work on this and, you know, try to make that spark feel alive and happy again? Or maybe it's time to say goodbye. And I'm not going to tell you one way or the other, because this is all about free will. This is about how much you're both willing to put into the relationship. Does that all make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And so moving forward from today, take that time to write things down. Be 100% honest with yourself. Even if you don't like what's coming up, even if there's anger behind the words or sadness, you know, something that has hurt you in the past, and, you know, you don't want to dwell on the past, but it's important to know what's still bothering you, because this will affect the outcome ultimately of this whole relationship, right? So you need to get it out and look at it and then decide where it is you want to go. And then when you make your decisions, then you need to bring them on it and have a big conversation and try to see where you're at. Okay. I know it's a scary conversation to have, but better to have it sooner than later. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, I'm taking a break now from him. So
right.
After the break, I still feel like talking to him.
Mm-hmm. Well, then this is a good time to write everything out and see where you really stand with yourself. And sometimes you know, when we're feeling this way in a relationship, it's our, you know, our, you might want to call it your higher self, your inner spirit, telling us that we need time, real time to ourselves to work on us. And then if you guys can reconnect eventually, great. And if not, maybe it's time to move on. But you have to be okay with you first and foremost, because you need to make yourself whole, not try to make you guys, you know, whole together, because that's not how it works. You have to be whole first and then invite someone into your life.
I'm completely fine without him. It's just that I do want to be involved I do want to have a relationship.
Right.
So,
well, like, there's plenty of people out there, so, you know, this might not just be the one.
Some part of me just doesn't believe that there's plenty of men out there. Some part of me just believes, where the hell am I going to meet this, find this guy?
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes you have to be in the right place at the right time. And to get there, you have to heal and move forward and doing things for yourself so that you're happier and healthier. And then you're attracting that energy. You're putting that energy out, inviting it back into your new higher vibration.
Okay.
So take this time to work on yourself and see what you end up inviting into your vibration. And if you're still inviting people that you don't really resonate with, well, then I need to work a little harder, get a higher vibration, and then we'll go from there. Okay?
Okay, dear.
I hope this helps you.
Thanks.
Okay.
So
oh, you're welcome. Blessings to you. Best wishes. Okay, take care. Well, that is the end of our show today. Thank you so much for joining us. I will be here again next Thursday evening and then next Saturday afternoon. I want to wish you all so many beautiful full moon blessings tonight. Put your crystals out under the full moon. And, you know, this is a good time to renew and release energy you no longer need to carry with you. You can find lots of stuff on, I have a Facebook page. Follow me on Facebook. I post a lot of stuff about how to release energy, how to heal, you know, and you can always ask questions. I love questions. My guides and I both do, because we want to help you on your paths to release what you don't need, to heal, to move forward, to be happier, to be, you know, to achieve your inner peace. And this is what we'll be doing for the next several weeks. So many blessings to you. Take care. Bye.